Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Two trans women attending Wellesley College this fall are believed to be the first at the school since it decided to start allowing trans women in 2015. Student Ninotska Love said being accepted to Wellesley is a big validation of the person that I have become. Wellesley joins at least 8 women's colleges that have adopted policies allowing trans women since 2015. Several declined to say if they admitted students under the new policy, citing privacy concerns. There's a box to check now, I suppose, right? I've seen lots of people doing lots of things
to get into a college or two, but this is a big one.
So I would think there would be less boxes to check.
There's just 3 now?
Huh?
That's more boxes.
Why do I have to check a box at all?
Oh, it's a women's college. Oh, why are there women's colleges?
Right. Oh, so there's more boxes than the women's thing. Yeah, you're right. Okay, I get it. Where was I when I saw like a everybody bathroom? And I was really surprised.
Because of where you were?
Yeah, I was just like, wow, they got an everybody bathroom now. Like a CVS or something that I just, like, I don't know. I really thought like, wow, you're
well,
so
gas
out in front
stations
of this.
Have had everybody bathrooms forever because they only have one toilet. So it's just your restroom that, you know, lock the door when you go in because it's a one hole.
Oh, I've always had a lot of men, women bathrooms in gas station.
I'm talking your
application.
Smaller ones. I was at one yesterday.
Yeah.
It's like a. There it is back there.
Yeah.
Just a little old country gas station.
Who would have known?
With it outside.
For 2 sets of plumbing.
You got to go outside.
Who would have known that those little gas stations would be leading the way on your...
Right.
Or your pharmacies. I don't even know if it was... some critics have said that the change undermines the college's mission to empower women, but some schools counter that they were founded to help anyone who would be denied because of their gender.
But you were denied because of your gender. If you were a dude, you couldn't get admitted to Wellesley, could you?
Right.
Well, that was founded in the days where women weren't going to go to college. They weren't going to allow you into college because you were a woman.
So they started women's colleges, which were for women, I understand. Right.
Well,
and some women felt...
that's morphed into changed because you couldn't get in because of your gender, which at the time was just women. And then,
but I thought that there were some women, and I could be wrong here, that liked going to an all-women's college because...
It's all women.
There was no guy in the classroom who was a loudmouth because
it takes all the co-ed crap away, all the possibility
of whatever reason you picked.
Exactly.
Whatever it was.
If you liked.
So now.
But this is another woman sitting next to you now. Or this is what this man claims that they're another woman now.
This person.
Yeah, because I go back all the time to nursing and cramps and all the kinds of fun stuff that we go through and hormone fluctuations.
So
not a woman, not
so
a
you
woman.
Think we're getting off easy. If I start to identify as a woman, you're going to call me a fake woman?
I don't know.
I don't have cramps? Or if I can't nurse a child?
Well,
I'm a
you
fake
certainly
woman.
Don't have when the it, entire woman experience.
When it comes to class discussion, you know, the guy who used to be a man... Are they going to all turn and look at him when it says, well, men think this and that, and they're going to go,
and then does he get to say, what are you looking at me for?
No, because he says, now I'm a woman, and I think like a woman. Try to think like we do. You guys can't even
You can't say that because that's hate speech when you tell me I can't possibly do anything. That's hate speech now.
When we're being what you guys call crazy and even we know how irrational we're being at the time, but we can't stop it. Like it just doesn't stop. You guys can't think like we do. We also can't think like you do. I will just stand by that.
Get on the board at Wellesley and make your case. Once again, it's their school. They can do what they want. And for those reasons... I'm out.
Boy, I am out. That has just become your key to freedom on a lot of things.
Oh, freedom. Yes, it is freedom. Being out is freedom.
Well, that's what these people say. Yeah. Being out is freedom.
You name one or two things. You name one or two reasons.
For those reasons.
And then you put your hands
out.
Up and
Shark
you say
Tank,
for those reasons.
Shark Tank has blazed that trail. You just need 2 reasons.
You really only need one. One. And for reason, I am
a hell of
out.
A reason or two.
Yeah. You think Carrie can get on the board at Wellesley?
No.
Really?
Carrie could never even get into anything approaching Wellesley.
No, I'm asking
Wellesley.
Brian.
You got to try. I don't know what you got to do to try to be on the board.
I don't want to be on the board. I don't want to just, I'm just, you know.
You donate to the school.
Well,
I'm just saying, dressing up and fashion and or identification, I don't know. It can never be the whole pie.
Well,
I can't be speech. You guys, no matter how much I ID with
I'm
you.
I'm not here to judge if you could be, but might be a better man than me.
I don't think. I think that's true.
I doubt it.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Yeah, I do.
I'll give it a good run.
What's the criteria?
Give you a good run.
Be a better man than
you're
you.
You're antiquing now and doing culinary traveling. I think we're living the same world now.
It's relaxing. Very relaxing.
But that's what I'm saying. Antique you're stores, me all of a sudden.
Antique stores are so quiet. Oh, this is great.
And you're not running your mouth about what you're holding. You'd be the loudest one in there. Look what I found. Like, you'd be the guy like, oh my, who's that?
Chip Gaines.
What do you mean? My favorite.
Well,
I've seen him go shopping with Joanna.
Oh yeah, he's always putting a hat on and sitting in a chair. Right, he's always.
Oh, he's calling attention to himself.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? I wouldn't mind. I'd look every time.
You like Chip Gaines, but
but
he
I like
does
Chip
it.
Gaines.
So
I guess it depends
so,
on
Bob,
the person.
Right,
I'm
it's a
sorry.
Case by case.
I'm sorry, but
no,
I don't think that's coming.
No,
you might be standing there with your open sack for a long time, waiting for that to be filled.
This is after the Wellesley story.
I've got a big sorry sack here that needs yeah, filling, Terry.
An empty sorry sack.
Oh, finally, a guy in Germany set a new world record. What did he do? He's in Germany.
No. I have to recuse myself. I saw it on the news last night.
Okay.
And for that reason.
I am out. Okay. So it's up to you and Rock to determine what.
All
to
right. A guy in Germany is in the news. Well, that's pretty wide open.
Oliver Strumpfel. Jawohl. Oh, Ollie. He's a Bavarian tax collector. And he does this for fun.
Did you hear the one about the Bavarian tax collector?
And he trained for several months for this competition for this particular feat.
His task at the Gilimus Fair, which is one of Bavaria's oldest beer festivals. Never heard of it.
Gilimus, okay.
Gilimus.
And Carrie knows every beer festival in Europe. So she's shocked that she's never heard of this one.
I'm just saying.
All right, so what did he train for? What feat
What's
did
your
he
guess?
Perform?
What
did he
do? And it's a new world
it's a
record.
Beer festival. I guess the obvious one would be, I know, chugging beer in a certain amount of time.
Rock?
But these we have food with beer things, so maybe he ate something.
200 hours of training for this
yeah.
feat.
Yeah.
They have that axe thing that they do at Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
I have a.
What's the most frightening thing in the world? A German with an axe.
Run, children.
The holding of the beer mug
Run,
straight out.
Right.
The
That's
big
a good
beer
one.
Mug.
Yeah, what's
I'll,
that called?
I'll go with Wiener Schnitzel eating.
Wiener Schnitzel eating like an eating contest.
Rock yeah. wants to go okay. with the straight arm mug holding competition.
The straight
beer.
Arm mug
Stein.
Hold.
Stein. The Stein holding.
Stein.
Yes.
Yeah. Stein mug
Stein.
Hold.
Stein.
Oliver Strumpfel carried the most beer mugs at one time.
Full okay. of beer. Full of beer. It weighed
29 liter size glasses full of beer. He went 131 feet with 154 pounds worth of beer and glass.
And he
without spilling? Spilling, not at all.
Spilling less than 10% of the contents. Started, and I watched okay. him do the whole thing. I didn't see him spill a drop.
Started with 31, but he dropped a couple along the way. But that still got him
he
the
did?
World record.
Dropped a couple of steins.
Says it here.
He like was holding, he like wrapped his arms around That's a bunch around. Of mugs that were stacked like two or three high.
All right, your mug.
Right. He grabbed some of the handles and he wrapped his arms around them. He picked them up and I thought, whoa. Just the weight alone, just picking it up without having the middle one slide out. I thought, and to squeeze that hard enough, you think you'd start crushing glasses.
Yeah.
Be bleeding everywhere. It was pretty impressive, actually. I was kind of like, wow.
Did he walk?
Yeah, I think it's like 20
or
meters
trot,
or 30.
Or run.
He walked.
It's 40 meters.
Walk. He didn't run because that would have spilled beer. He had a nice pace.
Was he tall?
I couldn't tell.
Do you think like more real estate up here and more yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
He says he'll try to beat his own record again next year, adding, I have not yet reached my limit.
But he didn't seem to have any trouble making the walk or picking them up or anything. It didn't look hard for him at all. There was no, none of that crazy.
Oh, like in the world's strongest men
yeah,
competitions
like the,
when they're lifting refrigerators.
Oh, there goes the Steins! Yeah!
How long he can go.
We'll dive in! We'll dive in! We'll dive in!
Europeans are loud.
They're very emotional.
They are very emotional. The Italians cry. The Germans.
And that's why I understand why you have a hard time believing that I'm quiet. But it's antiquing time.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sure.
And that you go there because it's quiet.
Thank you.
Hey, it sure is quiet in here.
It was. Until you arrived,
that's
sir.
News.
Hang on. I can hear myself think.